Welcome to a special episode of Comic Pop Library. In this episode, we visit with Chris Mack, the bass synth player for the New Zealand-based band 660. The visit was done through Skype, and with us being in Kansas and Chris in New Zealand, we had a few fades, but I believe everyone will be able to understand what was said. If you would like to see the North American tour dates for 660, be sure to check out our website, comicpoplibrary.com, and look for this podcast, which is entitled Episode 2 of Comic Pop Visits with 660's Chris Mack. You can also visit 660's website, 660.co.nz, that's S-I-X, the numbers 60.co.nz, and click on the tab Gigs and Tickets, and it will show you where they are playing and links to purchase tickets. If you can't make a show, be sure to purchase their self-titled debut album on their website by clicking on the Shop tab or through iTunes. With that, let's start the visit with Chris, and everyone keep going strong forever. Welcome Chris Mack, bass synth player of the band 660, who's visiting with us today. And today is relative. We're actually 9 p.m. Central Time, and what is it, the 21st here? And Chris, 22nd. You're a oh, we're 22nd, and Chris is actually on a Sunday.
That's right. I'm in the future.
Yes.
And it's pretty good in the future. I'm going to let you know.
Oh, good.
All right.
Nice weather. He said it was 61. So welcome, Chris. Appreciate you joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Since April is our music reviewer, she's going to be asking the majority of the questions, and the rest of us will pipe in here and there. Christopher and I will, so we'll let her take it away.
All right. I want to say sorry beforehand because I've never done an interview before, so it's probably going to be real bad.
No, it'll be fantastic. So far, so good.
All right. I'm going to skip around here, so don't really got to look at that paper or whatever you got.
He doesn't have one.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't send him
Ooh,
questions.
We got a paper. We're okay. Fancy.
I like to be like in the moment, so don't worry about it.
If we ask a question you don't want to answer, just say, I don't want to answer that question.
Sure. I can't imagine that happening.
Well, we want to know what y'all would consider your music. What genre would y'all consider it?
That's a good question. It's all over the place. If you haven't listened to our album, which I believe is available on iTunes, it just goes all over the place. We play a bit of rock. We play some really soulful things. We do some kind of almost reggae-ish kind of tracks and some heavy stuff. Oh, it's everywhere because there's five of us and we all listen to very different kinds of music. And so that just comes out of us and hopefully in some kind of succinct way.
We definitely figured that out when we were listening to it. We're like, well, this song don't sound like the other song at all.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's somehow it works, I think. It comes together. So anyway.
Do you write music too?
Yeah. So we're all involved in writing, and you know, some ideas get through and some ideas don't. But it doesn't matter who writes the song. Someone will come with an idea, and then it has to get filtered through all five of us before we're happy with it. And that's kind of why things, you know, take a life of their own, I guess, on the album. is because they kind of filter through every single one of us and our backgrounds and our influences.
So where do you guys get your inspiration for your writing?
Over the place. Lead singer, Machu, he loves old classic, you know, soul kind of music, and also he's really into hip hop. He's in love with Kanye, and he's a bit of a genius. And I listen to a lot of old school punk rock. That's kind of my background. And also some people like Elvis Costello, I like a great song, but I like it to have some real feeling behind it, some real kind of punch. There's one of their guys is a real metalhead. One of them is into Hendrix and I don't know, like classic rock and roll stuff, Eagles and that kind of thing. So it's all over the place, to be honest. But for me, yeah, it's kind of like old school punk rock and that kind of thing.
Okay.
All right. Another question is, was this going to be your first time in the U.S. for your performances?
The band?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The very first time we're ever coming over. So we're pretty excited. I've been over once before. I went to Vegas and to New York.
Of course.
And to Hawaii, if that counts. I think that counts.
That totally counts.
Okay. Totally counts. Good. Well, I've been to those three places. I think to the States, he did a bit of a tour around, not performing, but just as a holiday. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's the first time we're going to go as a group. And for some of them, it's the first time ever in the United States. So we're so excited.
It ain't bad up or down here. I don't know which way we are from, are y'all?
It's for us, but it's kind of down for the rest of America, I guess.
Yeah. With your tours, have you been to other countries?
Yeah, so we're currently, we just came back to New Zealand. We're from New Zealand, just in case your listeners don't know. So we've just come to New Zealand just for a week and a half of writing and demoing for our second album in between Australian shows. So we play in Australia a fair bit. And then we've just come back all then from Europe, all over Europe and England. And it was really exciting. So we went all through Germany and Paris and Czech Republic. We played three sellout shows in London, and so that's the first time we've been to Europe also, so it's really fun. Yeah,
awesome. I want to go to Europe.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Where
I like was Berlin.
Well, we've been to Germany and Switzerland, but yeah.
Been a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a while back.
Yeah, well, I fell in love with the place, and also Edinburgh is all Scotland. What a great place that is. We had no idea.
So how did you come up with your name? Because that's just really interesting. 660.
But it actually came from, there's a place called Dunedin here in New Zealand where I lived. We all lived at one another. And it's a city place. So it's like, I think something like 80%, not 80%, like 30 or something percent of the population are university students. And it's just totally wild. It's crazy. And there's a particular street called Castle Street, which is, it's infamous for being the most drunken. Things go on kind of pretty regularly. And, like, they're absolutely a mess. You can't drive down there because there's so many broken bottles, and it's a lot of fun. The band started. Was on Castle Street in house number 660. So that's where the name comes from. So it's now become a bit of a tourist spot almost in Dunedin. People come and get photos outside the house, and it's pretty.
One of the things, if you want to, I can try to pronounce some of your band members' names, but would you want to mention their names and what they play?
Is your singer named Matthew? Is that how you would pronounce that?
It's Machu.
Oh. Darn.
It was Matthew. We've got Jai, who is our guitarist. And we've got Marlon, which is a fairly standard name, I guess. Marlon Brando, etc. He's a lot of synths and some guitar. And then we've got Eli, as in Manning.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're NFL fans. Actually, something we're pretty excited about coming to the States.
So y'all can watch the NFL down there?
And we really get into it, especially us five.
Do any of y'all got a favorite team?
I'm a bit of a New York guy. I know the other boys are into the Giants as well. It's like Raiders, just the history is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it's Saints all the way, I'm sorry to tell you. All right, and so how did the Formula One people find out about your song Forever to get included with it?
It was really just because I think perhaps they because the theme of the video, if you watch the video, I'm not sure what it's called, Indy 500 Forever, I think might be the video name. So have a look at that on YouTube. And they wanted to put together something around the theme of forever in New Zealand. I think it might have been number two or something in the charts here at the time. And it was just good to see that they were searching for a song and it happened to be called Forever. And that it hopefully, you know, it was. It certainly brought us a lot of fans from the really cool.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a very good song. I certainly liked it listening to it. One more question here. What's a rough idea of where y'all are going to be playing at and going?
Okay, in the States, let me just bring that up for my calendar just to give you. Bellingham. Then we're heading over to Vancouver, Portland, down to San Francisco, LA, to New York, then Hartford, where I'm actually not sure what that is. Another date in Portland, Boston. And then I think we're back in New York before we go to Columbus, then Toronto. We're hitting a lot of places.
I noticed none of them are in the middle of America.
That'll have a lot of dates there.
Oh, man. Need to get some. Bring it down to Kansas or Oklahoma somewhere.
I think originally we were heading down south a bit, but unfortunately, in fact, in Kansas. And so I was pretty keen to head down that way. But maybe you know him. Just joking.
I might.
I don't know. We get that in New Zealand all the time. I know someone from New Zealand. Do you know him?
Well, I noticed you're going to have a pretty brutal tour over here. Looks like you start off and pretty much go with hardly any stops in between.
Yeah, we don't like to stop too much and think about what we're doing. Kind of fight through the... Because before that, we're playing shows in Australia as well. So we're heading straight from Australia, doing Perth and Melbourne. And then flying straight over to Bellingham.
On some of your songs, we actually did purchase your album, and we are going to do a review in a future podcast, but we wanted to try to get this out before your North America tour. You have a lot of instrumental interludes and intros. Is that a particular band member's flavor, or is that just something that occurred naturally?
Yeah, I think it just happened naturally. I think... I'm the same on the second album. That album was very much a snapshot of who we were at the time, which is a band that was touring a lot live. And so you tend to live, obviously, have a lot of moments where you can really get the crowd going and amping, and you stretch out, you know, intros to songs. And we learned a lot from that. But I think some of those moments are the most beautiful on the album. I mean, I love obviously Muchie's voice and, you know, the lyrics. But, you know, there's some really beautiful instrumental moments and some really great work done there. We worked with a producer, his name's Tiki Tane, who is a bit of a legend over here in New Zealand, and I recommend picking up some of his stuff, very cool music. And so he was really helpful in helping us kind of sculpt those into something more than us just jamming.
Well, I'm kind of, the way I kind of find music is I first kind of listen to the background instrumentals, and then I kind of get into the lyrics. But some of these, to me, I love soundtracks. And some of these songs, you could almost do an instrumental version of the songs as well. Or would you guys even consider doing an instrumental album or more instrumental pieces within a given album?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the way we've approached writing the next album is certainly going instrumental first, because I think we're the same. We want music to fill people with emotion and pictures, and we want people to feel like they're in another world, no matter if they're at a live show, whether they're just hearing our album. We want to transport people, and we're really focused on that. So I'm glad you said that. Thank you so much.
Just next time you come down here for a tour, make sure you come our way, and I will be there at the gate with the tumbleweed.
All right. I hope we can, because we'll be back. It's not going to be, you know, we're not breaking up after we leave America.
I hope not.
Hopefully we won't ruin you that much.
I really appreciate you guys, and your website's really cool. So thanks for that.
Wow.
Thank you.
We appreciate you finding us out there. Yeah. It was kind of a nice surprise to hear from you. So it's nice to know that we're actually out there.
Someone's listening to us talk about gibberish.
And I also love some terrible ones, but this is not in that category, thankfully.
Well, on your main albums, again, I'm more of an instrumentalist. You have a couple of songs that really go into the synth, and one of them has a really reverb area. Right. That was just you playing around and discovering that, or did it actually part of the writing flow?
Yeah, I think maybe you're talking about a song called Hard For Me.
Okay, that probably is.
Actually, that was going to be just an acoustic track. And when we were in the studio, Machu began to record it. And I remember we just had this moment where we said, why don't we take this in a whole other direction? Let's give it a really cool breakdown. And so I ran into the studio and started creating that sound. And we went quite weird with it. As you can hear, it gets a little strange there in the middle out of that song, because it's really something, I think, it's kind of beautiful chaos almost in the middle there, which we really like. It was a bit of a moment of inspiration. And there are a few songs like that on the album. Lost is another song, which, you know, was going to be a very simple song, which turned out to be something a bit more complex, and in the middle gets very instrumental. And we've actually just re-recorded that with an orchestra, and that'll be coming out soon. So hopefully you guys can check that out.
I will check that out.
The orchestra is sounding incredible, and we're super proud of it.
On the aspect of your travels, is this you having to sacrifice and make do with what you can to do all this traveling? Or is your label helping you out to a degree? Or is a pretty good distance to travel, and you talk about going into Europe. So,
I mean, one of the things about 660 is we're totally self-funded. We're distributed here in New Zealand by Universal, but we're not signed to them. We're actually signed to our own label that we've started. So all funds, we paid for our whole album ourselves. We pay for every tour ourselves, and it all comes out of the band account. So it is a big expense. We hope that we will break even at the very least.
That would be nice.
You know, like, it's all part of it. This is our, you know, we want to get our music out to the world. We think we've got something special that people can connect to, and it's worth it to take the risk, take the gamble, and bring our music to everywhere we can.
Our podcast is geared more for the library community. Of course, we want everybody to listen. When we purchased your album, of course, we had to pay all the customs fees and all that. Is there any possibility of somebody picking it up over here to redistribute? Or
having
it
as a US CD?
Yeah, I think at the moment, because we haven't been there yet, we don't have that many contacts as far as... We did the Europe tour, and now we're in negotiation. That's why we're heading back to Berlin. We're in negotiation with a few different labels over there that want to help us out and release it for us. So hopefully the same thing will be true for America, and we can get that into the hands of people like yourselves. I think at the moment it's available on iTunes anyway, but so physical CD. Did you get the actual album from the internet?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. We got the gold one.
That's a great package, isn't it?
I loved it. April was kind of indifferent about it, but I like the minimalistic type style. She likes a little bit more flamboyant style.
It reminded me of all the great movie releases. You know, Star Wars came out in a gold and black package.
Right.
And so did a Michael Jackson CD came out in gold and black package.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we worked with an artist, Michael Parakofi, who's just an incredible artist. His work is seen all over the world, and he's a real inspiration to us. And we managed to have a sit down with him, and he helped us create that. We really wanted to do something. We went down the path of having graphic designers and all those things, and we wanted to do something, a piece of art, as opposed to just something that holds onto our CD for people to buy. And in a time where people aren't buying physical CDs, we've bucked that trend. And I think maybe 2/3 of all of our CD sales, we've just sold triple platinum here in New Zealand.
Congratulations.
Knocked off Adele. I don't like Adele.
Oh, you don't like Adele? Oh, that's a pity.
I like her music. I don't like her.
Sure. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anything about her personally. And we broke a record. We beat out Foo Fighters for the most.
Ooh, they're good too.
So that was pretty cool. But yeah, we actually sold a lot of physical CDs because it's a piece of art. It's not just another CD case. It's something very different, and people actually went out and bought it, which is surprised everybody, including ourselves.
Yeah, I think the issue I had with it is I don't mind the colors or nothing, but it was hard for me to find the CDs.
Oh, because of the envelopes.
Yeah, and so it took me a while to figure out that they were in the little fold deals. Yeah.
We have heard that a few times. And, you know, if you want to hear more information, you have to go to the website. So, I mean, there's a few things to it, but we just thought it was such a beautiful concept to just say, this is the music, and we love it. And, you know, I thought it was such a great, a bit of a different point of difference for us.
Well, on the flip side, you're around your home area. We've seen the pictures online. You definitely have an energetic crowd, looks like, that comes to your concerts wherever you go. Have you heard anything about your projected sales and how you're going to whip up the crowds here in the U.S. and North America?
Yeah, think we don't expect huge crowds over in America. It's the first time there, so we don't expect it to be massive. In Europe, we were getting maybe 100 to 200 people per show, which we were certainly very proud of. But I'm fairly sure that we won't be getting that many people in the States. There's just a lot more noise to wade through in the US. So we give our all at every single show. You know, they drive their cars, they get babysitters, they park their car, whatever, they pay their money, they go to all that effort to get there. And I want every person leaving feeling that they've had just the experience of their lifetime. And so we do that every single show, every night of the week. We give ourselves till we fall over, essentially. And so people come. We'll really enjoy it, I guarantee that.
I'm helping to promote you through Facebook.
So. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
Well, I know there's a strong indie scene in the U.S., and I know it's a smaller than the mainstream by far, sure. But hopefully this will catch on with that and definitely spark a new fire for you guys.
I hope so. And, you know, a great snapshot into our live show is the video for our song Forever, which was shot here during a festival show, and so that's a good snapshot into our live show. If you can find that video online, look up Forever 660 and have a look at that. That'll show you the kind of thing that happens.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a good deal of spreading word about groups we like. So.
Right. Oh, thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
We can tell just by listening to your album and just listening to your talk and looking at the crowds that you're. Your pictures online, you can tell that you gentlemen have a passion for this. It's not necessarily a job. It's you're wanting to do this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's an element of job to it. You know, at the moment, I mean, it's a Sunday and I'd love to just relax all day, but we're going to head in and do some demos, and we've got a lot of admin to catch up on because, you know, we obviously run a lot of that ourselves as well. So we've got a lot of work to do. So there's days like today when you go, oh, this is definitely my job.
Well, that can happen.
Do y'all ever really get like a day off to just go do something fun?
We did yesterday. Oh, you know, and on tour, we actually do get it. Every now and then we get a few days off, and we actually really enjoy each other's company, which is just as well. So we'll normally try and find something to do together. When we were in Prague, I think we went to a beer festival, and that was messy pretty quickly. you know, hopefully something like that happening in the States when we've got a day off. I think we're going to somewhere in New York and, you know, just some things like that.
Well, if you can hook up with the locals, I'm sure they can show you the area bars that will be.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some places.
Well, I know you're, like you said, you're really busy. We appreciate you doing all this for us, and we want to definitely put you out there. We'll keep track of when your second album comes on and try to look for it. We definitely appreciate you contacting us, though, and as long as we can help you gentlemen out, we'll definitely be willing to help you out by posting it on our site.
Thanks so much. It's great.
Yeah, I'm thinking we should do another review if y'all send out another album.
Yeah, once that's done, we'll hop online, and maybe next time we can actually come in.
We're going to try to release it before your tour dates actually begins, so we're going to do that for you. Just to let everybody know, we can go to our website at comicpoplibrary.com for the updated link. It's 660 North American Tour Update that Chris sent us. You can also go to 660's website, and they have ticket links that you can get to as well. So if they're going to be playing within your area, be sure to click on those web links, buy your tickets, and be ready to have a good time for the evening. So hopefully, like April said, the next time you're here, you'll have more gigs that you can do around the U.S.
Yep, I'll bring you a tumbleweed, and it'll be a big one, too.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about, Chris, that we might not have hit upon?
No, that's great. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Well, we like to just have a visiting atmosphere, so I hope it wasn't too painful for you.
We didn't crash and burn too hard.
And sorry it was such a hassle. Right, thank you so much.
Well, it's understandable. I didn't realize at first what the time difference was. So, and with technology, it's one of those where when it works, it's great. When it doesn't, it's kind of you frown a little bit and say a few words.
Exactly.
Well, it's been great visiting with you today, Chris, and we hope you guys have fun and have a successful tour here in the North America region. And like I said, when your next album drops, let us know so we can keep everybody informed.
Cool. Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You do the same.
You too. Bye. People are our lies. So they're daggers and their knives. Stoning of their words. And the malice in their minds.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show host are their own and are not reflective of any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.